The state of Bitrage, what happened since 2021? Very much. So I'm going through the chronicles. If you want to see what happened before the date, just look at the state of Bitrage talk of last year, because we have a long history. 2 years ago, we celebrated 5 years. So last year we had a BitrageCon, it was successful, and I'm just going chronological through it. We have now a Bitrage dating service, so if you're feeling alone, just use it. We have a Bitrage pilot service, which is like a GitHub pilot service, but this one is 100% copyright free, and it will give you always the correct answer. We are now using chicken intelligence, which was used for getting the right results for the European Championship predictions. We already have negotiations with FIFA for the next championships. Maybe we will get our contract and then finance better stuff on bitrage.org, maybe. We have a Bitrage University Professor Club with a video. This is also where you can see Professor Skildgard when he's thinking or creating new research, or he's in his turtle research lab, because we have a Bitrage Turtle Intelligence Research Lab. Just look at the meme called hash TI, 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 TI. There you will see how it works. It's very efficient by being slow, but efficient and energy efficient. You just require some cabbage and a turtle. It's easy. Then we have Anna, which has a WhatsApp support. Yes, you can search for apps of Mimo Lester. This is actually a successful, useful WhatsApp. Then we have a cancelman hiring service, because you know the cancel market is growing everywhere. You need to cancel people, but you don't have the time to follow them on Twitter or get them canceled, ruin their life. So you can hire some cancel man, not a hitman, a cancel man, and they will ruin the life of someone else for you. Of course, it costs some money. Then we had our third Bitrage band party. Now people already try to guess how many we will have in this presentation and which band party we will have on Wednesday. I mean the count. Then we have a new project on podcasts. It was proposed by Solène. It's a simple generator for a podcast front end. Very nice. Then we have many S-Feed Curses releases. You will see them. They are all made by Evil Bob. Thank you very much, Evil Bob, for all of that. Then we had our fourth band party. And we have our Bitrage only fans. There you see the best fans online on GopherSpace. Yeah, Evil Bob Bose. Yes. It's very nice, S-Feed. Then we have an official ISC song, but this time I won't sing it. Yeah, I sang it last year. You can see the recording online if you want to use me for memes or whatever. I always like to laugh, but please send me the results so I can put or make a meme of the meme. Then we have Geologist. People were talking about it already today. So there was this thing about master or main. So if you want to choose your god, use Geologist, and they will find your current random generated god, like for example RMS, he's author theologist. Then we have the Empty the Fridge cooking recipe search goes online. It's a search engine where you just input whatever you found in your fridge, and then it will tell you what you could cook out of it. Then at the fifth fun party, then we have Digitalization Addicts Anonymous, because the digitalization got a religion and people are addicted. They are not thinking when they say digitalization, and this is a group where people can meet who have this problem, and they can then solve their own personality problems and keep us alone with real digitization. Then we have the Stop Scrum Initiative. Just look at it. Scrum needs to be stopped. It's really destroying people's lives. We have to stop this. Scrum is really bad. But you find more reasons on the Gopher page for the stop Scrum. The sixth band party is the seventh. Then we have the Anagram authentication support. So we have two-factor authentication now. I will post a meme on the IRC channel. We have many biometrics in our body which we can use for authentication, and we will use one which you can easily hide, because the problem, for example, with fingerprints is you can take them from photos, or you can take them from drinks or glasses you took. But the analogram authentication is not easy to take. You can easily hide it with natural features, because it's next to your anal canal. Just look at the thing. First release of the Gopher Times. Thank you very much, Joshua. We have so many opus now. You already prepared the next one today. You just have to look at the commits and Bitreich SCM. I think he was preparing the six. Yes, Opus 6 is being prepared. We are the first newspaper on Gopher Space. And tomorrow it will be presented to you how you can make your own. It's easy, very easy. It's just Trove. Trove is so easy, better than Lightash. Then we reach 10K memes. And this is something I will talk about for Anna. The Anna talk. Because memes is a different topic. We already have differentiated meme research. We have meme subcategories. We have 3D memes. We have meme filters. We have AI memes now, because you can auto-generate memes. So this meme research field is getting really big. It requires just a bigger talk, and we will have this when we talk about Anna. Yes, Liot, if I talk to him, he's a meme expert. He's in the background, he's always researching in our meme farms on new meme technology. I think we're the leading Gopher meme provider here. Then our eighth band party. Then S-Feed, of course, again. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Then we had Zach release. This is quick. Thank you very much for having one after many years. Then Stackit and Stackit Gopher again. Bob, this is your applause. Then we had a Bitrush NTM meeting. You can see the recordings. So, and the ninth band party on the end of the year. Then we had our 10th band party. Then BitLeaks goes online. And BitLeaks goes online. Yes, just look at them to see the difference. Yeah, we that's not WikiLeaks, it's BitLeaks and leaks, of course. It's funny to watch that. Then we had BitTwiddle. This is some generator for yes, leaks. BitTwiddle, just look at it, it's all fun. Then the 11th band party. We extended the Bitrage game room to 27 games. I'm already just tell me if you have any game you want to add. I added the BSD games, and we now have a framework in Bitrage game room to add even more. Then we have our Bitrage NFT. Of course, this is a new upcoming market of fooling people, and it's some kind of meme subcategory. So of course we had to enter the market. You can get your own Bitrage NFTs for free if you like to. And if you sell them, maybe give us something back. I mean, there's so many people. We have free Bitrage coin mining available. Just if you want to generate one, ask Anna on IRC. She will give you some Bitrage coins. Then SV2, of course. Gopher Vulture Standard is released. Because the people on the web try to pretend they're nice, and they don't want to get all your data and hate you and your soul. Gopher is more real, and we tell you that. The Vulture Standard tells you that we are only interested in what makes profit for us. SV3 was, of course, released. Then the 12th band party. We have a new Bitrush project, which I developed, and it was also featured in the TK Times. It's RFCOM-D. It's a connector of RFCOM channels on Bluetooth with TGYs or commands. I use it in my practice to print something. Then the 13th band party happened, the release of S-Feed. Release of Staggit and Gopher. Release of JSON to TSV. GeoMidi release. That's for me. I will use this one. Yeah, sorry. So we now have a Gopher Blue Seal. Gopher Blue Seal was something where they introduced some strange seals for websites and software which should be CO2 neutral but is written in C++. Yeah, C++ and CO2 neutral. Yeah, and the Gopher Blue Seal is more real. Then GeoMidi release after the beta. Yeah, then we now have a Bitrush conference script repository. So if you want to make your own conference, because someone asked for it to make their own conference, there are the scripts how to make it. But if you're missing some script, please tell me to add it. It's all free. I really want people to reuse it. Then we have the Bitrush Trust program. This is something simple. You just trust people instead of adding quality assurance. It's really simple. It optimizes your company. It makes you even better to trust people. Then, of course, GeoMidi, I had to fix it. Yeah, it's the only two effects I could find. Then we have the English Night project. You know the Ninja project, which is Japanese Night. And now we have the English Night project, which is a fast way to compile. It will use the right build tool and make it easier for you to deploy. Then we have onlyturtlefans.com, which is a website of Bofors Skilled Guards. Just look it up, it's really funny. Then of course S-Feed 1.5 was released. Then we have Anna Daly to text to image support. I can show you on the screen. I have two columns, then you write something down and it will replace nearly everything you write inside these four columns with white space and send it to Dali to generate some image. So let's see, parasite digging a hole for dead bodies. Let's see, but it will take around 13 minutes to generate. That's because we have no GPU now for bitrush.org. Maybe someone wants to contribute one or donate one, then we will have faster meme generation. Then BRCon 2022 begins, and we are today. Now let's have some statistics. We have 13 members. Nothing changed since last year. If someone wants to apply, just do it. Then we have the council. It didn't change. It's constant. And we have 5 members there to have no draws in the decision. The Gopher Launch statistics. And not much changed, but it increased in the link size. It was fixed a bit. It was refurbished a bit. And people use it. I don't have statistics, but I know many people reference to it to find stuff in Gopher Space. Of course, there's Anna, our lovely ISC bot. She got their own intelligence now, has special features. Of course, she's always special. Yeah, like you people are special. Everyone's special. But see the Anna talk for more. Council changes. We are allowed to allow secret voting under bed covers, because we're more democratic now. This is about secret voting. Of course, you will see who voted for whatever on the IRC channel, but it allows secret voting. Then we have the RFCOM-D, what I already talked about, but all problems have been resolved. Then there's Bitrate Radio. This is some special request. We are all now using auto-generated piano music, but I want to have this be refurbished. If anyone here is into auto-generating audio, please come to me or write some script because I want to extend the radio a bit more so we have auto-generated adapting content maybe. Maybe some AA stuff or maybe auto-generated DJ sets. We have resources on bitrate.org to experiment and it's easy to do. It's just simple Unix scripts, nothing big where you have to maintain PHP scripts or something. So, have you any questions on the state of bitrate? Yeshua is asking if the radio could listen to shortwave radio from China and Russia. We could do that, but I can only reach Russia from here. Anyone's close to China? A senior fish is commenting that he knows some Adam Burns guy from Dyne. He's interested in radio stuff. Yeah, but maybe. I mean, it's not just about radio, it's just about generating audio. It's just called a radio, it's just a Gopher stream. So, I think there's no questions, so we can go on. We can go on. So, first of all, thank you for listening. I will add some applause for the recording. Please, please, please. Thank you.